Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, this week is National Farm Safety and Health Week, which runs September 16th through the 22nd. So we want to remind everyone and encourage everyone to make sure to take a little extra time as you're out there on the roads. We've had harvest going for quite a while now, since it is quite an early harvest year. But it was a good time of year to remind folks to watch out for agricultural vehicles that may be on and around the roads. Of course, also want to remind folks out doing agricultural activities to take safety into consideration when you're out, whether it be in the field or around livestock operations. If you don't have a family farm safety plan in place, we would encourage you to consider safety. Everyone knows that on the farm, things change from year to year, whether it be changes within your operation, changes within the setup of how your family farm runs, or changes in your family, such as children reaching different ages, having different curiosities and different responsibilities. Taking safety into consideration while you're working on and around the farm is always an important aspect of any farm operation. With safety in mind, Cass County Extension Office is hosting a Rural Safety Day Camp this coming Saturday, September 22nd, to celebrate and raise awareness of National Farm Safety and Health Week. We're calling it a Rural Safety Day Camp because we want to remind folks that safety is not something that, of course, is limited to families who live on a farm. Living in a rural area, many of us have exposure to lots of different dangers, and safety education is always an important part of that. The Rural Safety Day Camp will be again this Saturday, September 22nd, starting at 8:30 in the morning and running till 11:30 in the morning. It's open to any local youth that are in 4th or 5th grade and will focus on general rural safety topics. We have several local presenters coming in to teach kids about the basics of safety. Olson's Outdoor Power we're talking through kids about ATV safety and how to stay safe when dealing with small farm equipment such as ATVs and lawnmowers. The Atlantic Fire Department will be working on basic first aid and emergency response, teaching kids how to stay safe if they're injured or how to call 911 and determine if they need to do that. We have an ISU Extension Livestock Specialist, Chris Clark, is coming in to discuss animal safety, whether it be pets, small livestock, or large livestock. There's always safety considerations to be had when you're dealing with livestock or animals. We have Lindemann's Tractor here in Atlantic coming in to talk about tractor and machinery safety. There's, of course, many considerations to take into account when you're dealing with large equipment in a farm setting or other setting. So they're going to cover some basics of that. We're also going to be talking about hidden hazards as far as where you may find dangers on the farm that you wouldn't necessarily usually find them. So we'll have a little exercise with the youth when they arrive to discuss that. And we also have someone from Seed Pros coming in to talk to us a little bit about chemical safety around the home and farm. Always an important aspect of chemical safety. Of course, there's so many chemicals out there, and storing them and using them safely is always a big factor, and so we want to make sure that kids are also aware of that. If you are interested in participating in the Rural Safety Day Camp or have a 4th or 5th grader who'd like to get registered, we want to encourage you to give us a call at the Extension office. You can give us a call and get your name on the list. Students will need to fill out a medical information and release form to participate in the camp. You can either do that by going online to the Cass County Extension website and looking for the news story and printing off the form right there, and then just bring that with you to camp. Or you can also have them fill those forms out when they arrive at camp. However, if you're planning on filling it out the morning of camp, we do encourage an adult or a guardian to drop the kids off, as we will need an adult's signature on that safety and medical release form to make sure those kids can participate in that camp. If you are already enrolled in 4-H through the Cass County Extension Office, we have a farm safety and health release form on file. With the medical safety forms are already on file, so that won't be a factor. but we want to make sure that everyone that is attending does have that information. We want to thank all of our local business partners. Of course, many of the presenters that we mentioned are donating their time to come out. This is a free camp for any local youth in fourth and fifth grade that want to participate. So we want to thank the partners that I mentioned earlier that are helping us to present this day. Kids will have an opportunity to get a hands-on look at several different aspects of rural safety, as well as have a snack. We do want to remind parents as well to dress their children appropriately for the fall weather. We will be spending some time indoors and some time outdoors. So if a few layers may be appropriate based on the varying fall weather we've been having lately. Students will also be taking home a safety book, as well as a packet of materials, but a rural safety book with all sorts of information and resources, as well as an informational DVD with some fun games and activities on rural safety that they can use as well. If you'd like more information on farm safety in general or on the Rural Safety Day Camp coming up this Saturday, give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office. Our number is 243-1132. You can also stop by our office on the Cass County Fairgrounds or check out any of this information online by looking up Cass County ISU Extension on your computer. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.